We have a lot of controversy in tonight's kitzer. So we're on Siman Pei Aleph, Sif Gimel. The reason why it's controversy is because of the Erev issues. So let's see. So Gimel, Ezer Rosh Hashanah. So what's a Rosh Hashanah? Ruchovos u'shvakim shein tes zayinam al tes zayinam. If it's streets or markets that are 16 amas by 16 amas, right? Which is about 25 feet in that area, 25 to 30 feet wide. Shekach, that's how wide the streets were in the Machna Leviyah when they were in the Midbar. And same thing with cities that go from one city to another city. And they're 16 amas wide. Harehin Rishus HaRabim. They are all Rishus HaRabim. Cholda Rishus HaRabim. And anything that's in Rishus HaRabim. Eina Gavaya Gimel Tvachim in a Karkov. It's not three Tvachim above the ground. Afilu Hem Kotzim. Even if it's thorns, or tzaya, or feces. Shein Rabim Darsin Aleim. That people won't step on them. Mikomokam Batal Hu Lagavi Akarka. It's considered bottles nullified to the ground, and it's looked at like a Rishus HaRabim. Same thing with the hole, it's a Rishus HaRabim. If it's not three tvachim deep, it's like Rishus HaRabim. And you have holes in the walls that are opposite Rishus HaRabim, and they're not. The hole doesn't go in the wall from one side to the other side. If it's less than three tvachim to the karka, it's batel rishus haram, and they are like the rishus haram. If those holes are above three tvachim, then you have to, it depends on the size of the hole. If there's 4x4, and it's below 10 tvachim, then it's a karmelis. But if the holes are above 10 tvachim, then it's a shusayachid. And if there isn't 4x4, then it is a makam betur. That's whether it's above or below 10. The streets that go into shusaram, the fa'am hain rishusaram, fa'am hain karmel, sometimes they're shusaram. Sometimes they're considered a karmelis. And there are many different dinim. Now here's the catch. Now, but just as a quick akdama, in order to make an eruv with sticks and strings, that's a derambaran way of fixing a city in order to be carrying it. You're not allowed to carry in an eruv. You're not allowed to make an eruv in a rishus harabim. Because carrying Rosh Hashanah is Issa Daraisa, putting up sticks and strings is an Issa, is a heter, is a rabbinic loophole, right? So if it's usher to carry midaraisa, then a rabbinic loophole doesn't work to fix a daraisa. A rabbinic loophole only works to fix a derabanan. So to carry in a karmelis as a derabanan, so therefore you can make an eruv. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, you're not allowed to make an Eruv there. You can make it with fences, but you cannot make it with sticks and strings. So therefore, in order to have an Eruv in Farakaway, Lawrence, Five Towns, wherever it is, Ulit, Bayswater, you have to define the streets as a Rishus HaRabim. So according to this first definition that we've learned so far, it's as long as the streets are 16 amas wide, which is about 30 feet, and it includes the sidewalks, and it goes through the whole city, then it's considered Rishus HaRabim, and you're not allowed to make an Eruv there. So that's all of our cities, because you have Broadway, Central, most streets are 30 amas.
So you wide. Said in order to make an Eruv, you have to define it as Rishus HaRabim, or you have to define it as a Karmelis?
In order to make an Eruv, it has to be defined as a Karmelis. If it's defined as Rishus HaRabim, you cannot make an Eruv there.
All right.
If I said it the opposite, I apologize. In order to make an Eruv, it has to be a Karmelis, not a Rishus HaRabim. So
the problem that we run into is what do you consider Rishus HaRabim?
Exactly. So the first, right. So the 1 second. So we'll get to that in a second. So far we saw in the Kitzer that in order to be considered Rishus HaRabim, the street has to be test Zayin Amma wide, and that's it. Doesn't say anything else. If it's test Zayin Amma's wide and has streets going through the entire city, that's a Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to make an Eruv there. He's not discussing the Eruv part, but that is the fallout from what he is saying. Now, this last line here in Gimel, he says, Yesh Aymrim, there is an opinion, Shekol She'ein Shishim Riboy Anashim Ayrim Bay B'chol Yom, if there aren't 600,000 people passing through these neighborhoods in a day, Kedigli Midbar, which is the amount of people that were in the Midbar, meaning men, right? Eina Rishus HaRabim, that's not considered Rishus HaRabim, Ela Carmelis, and it's a Carmelis. Therefore, you would be able to make an Eruv in Far Rockaway, Lawrence, or all these cities, because we don't have 600,000 people. So according to that, if you go with this definition of Rishus HaRabim, then the Kitzer says we do not have Rishus HaRabim Zman Hazeh, and then that's it, and that's what you can make city Erevin. But he ends off, b'chol Yerushamayim yachmer la'atzma, if you have Yerushamayim, you should be machmer, and you should not make an Erev in these, you should be machmer and not use it. It's considered Rishus HaRabim. All right, so that is your hak. So, and that's the way it is in Shulchan Aruch also. The Shulchan Aruch brings the 600,000 as a yesh aymer. The normal normative rule in Shulchan Aruch is that we paskin like the first opinion, not like the yesh aymer. The yesh aymer is there in case you need it. So that's why many people say you put up the eruv, and if it's necessary, it's used. But it's not meant to be used on a day-to-day basis if you're a Yerushalayim. That being said, there is a strong opinion that says that it's not Rosh Hashanah because there's no 600,000. Hence, that's the basis for the whole Eruv controversy, the Eruv in cities controversy. Okay, Dalet, Ezu Karmelis, what's a Karmelis? Malkam Shein Hiluch L'Rabim, it's a place that the Rabim doesn't go. V'gam Einem Mukav Mechitzes Karoy, and it doesn't have proper walls. Garnasada is like fields, or Nahar, or River, Shu Amek L'Chol HaFachos Asar Tvachim, a river that's at least 10 tvachim deep, v'rochav l'chol ha'pachos da'al tvachim, and has to have a width of 4 tvachim, mavuah sheyesh len shalosh mechitzos, and alleyways that have at least 3 mechitzos, v'tzdavonis, and which is humakim shelefnei chanuya shasarchem yashmi, it's some sort of like, the tables that they put out in front of the stores. V'tzdava, which literally means a bench, humakim shemenichon l'prakmatia, that's where they put their wares for, to sell, Shalfnei Hamudim Rishus HaRabim, that they put in front of the pillars that are in Rishus HaRabim. Buruchava Arba, it's 4 Tvachim wide, Ugvaya Gimel Tvachim, and 3 Tvachim high, Ayyasar, or more, Ad Yud Tvachim, till 10 Tvachim. Chain Mokum, Sheesh Bedalad Al Dalad, and if it has 4x4, Mukav Mechitzes, Shein and Gvaya Zasara, surrounded in Mechitzes that are not 10 Tvachim high, Betel Sheesh Bedalad Al Dalad, or it's a mound or a pile that's has 4x4 tvachim, the gavaya megimel ad yud, and it's got a height from 3 to 10. Ubar shu dalet al dalet, a bar that's 4x4 va'amik megimel ad yud, and from 3 to 10 deep. Va'idi yesh harbish and karmelis, and there are many other things that are karmelis. Lashon karmelis hu lashon rach mul, meaning something soft and full. Pirish loy lach, but loy yavish is not wet, it's not dry. Ela benini, it's in between. Ochanami loy rishus sayachu lefish ain le mechitzes karoy, because it doesn't have mechitzes karoy. Vegam loy rishus harabim, it's also not rishus harabim lefish ain rabim holchim shom, because the rabim doesn't go there. Hey, v'ezu makam patur, what's a makam patur? This is the most vague of all of them. Again, there's 4 rishuyas, rishus sayachu, rishus harabim, karmelis, and makam patur. So komakam b'rishus haram she'im b'dalet al dalet. It's any place in Rishus HaRabim that doesn't have 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. V'hu gavaya m'shloisha ulamala. It's higher than 3 and above. A bar she'im b'dalet al dalet. Or it's a bar that doesn't go 4x4. V'amek m'shloisha ulamata. And it has at least 3 tvachim deep. V'chein makam she'im b'dalet al dalet. U'mukav b'mechitzas m'shloisha ulamala. It doesn't have 4x4, and it's surrounded by mechitzas from 3 and up. Chol elu dafka k'shein b'rishus haramim, hein makam patur. And all these things, when they're rishus haramim, they're makam patur. Avalim hein b'karmelis, but if it's in a karmelis, arein kari gamkin karmelis, they still take the karmelis status. So meaning, this is only when it's in rishus haramim. If you put these things in a makam patur, then it's if you put it in a karmelis, then it still retains its status of a karmelis. Fine. Simon Pei Bei is continuing with this. Iser Havara Vaitzom Rishus Rishus Uboi Yud Gimel Seifim. So, Rishus Harabim of a Karmelis also Latatl Shum Dover Daladamas. And Rishus Haram and a Karmelis, it's also to carry anything that's for Daladamas. Pain Losses, I say, whether you're carrying it, Pain Lizard, I say, whether you're going to throw it, Pain Lahashid, I say, whether you're sticking it out, Latatl Eze Pa'am and Pachas Pachas Mi Daladamas, and to carry it sometimes less than Daladamas, Gamkain also, it is also also. Yeah, he's also lost. So Lizrak or the Hayshit Shum Davar Mishasay Yachid Mishasaram or the Karmelis. You're not allowed to hand anything today's daf from Mishasay Yachid to Mishasaravim or the Karmelis. Okay, Mishasaravim or the Karmelis to Mishasay Yachid. Same thing from Mishasaravim or the Karmelis to Mishasay Yachid. Okay, Mishasaravim or the Karmelis or the Karmelis to Mishasaravim. Have a makom patur, but a makom patur mutu lahaytzi lahachnis mimenu Mishasay Yachid. But if it's a makom patur, then you're allowed to carry from it into Rishus Sayachir, Rishus Aram, Ula Karmelis, Umehem L'Saycha, and from then into it. As long as you don't take the object for Ramas, Rishus Aram, or in the Karmelis. Ulafi Sheyesh Harbi Chilukim. This is the way out of everything that we just learned, because it's confusing. Ulafi Sheyesh Harbi Chilukim. Ma'ar Rishus Aram, Ma'ar Karmelis. Since there's many differences, what's a Rishus Aram, what's a Karmelis? Besides for everything that was already written in the previous siman, if you have a city that doesn't have an eruv, if you're not a baki, don't carry anything from the spot where it's placed to the place that's separate from it. Unless you know 100% that you are allowed to carry in that particular place. So basically, if you know you're in a city without an eruv, don't carry anything. Don't pick anything up. Keep your hands to yourself. And which is like a lot of Hilchos Shabbos. Always keep your hands to yourself and you have an easier time. Okay, we will stop over there. And have a fine night.